Hey there, space cadets. If you're ready to blast off into the world of cosmic investments, you've landed in the right place. Today, we're giving you a stellar breakdown of Redwire Corporation. They're building everything from solar arrays to lunar highways. And trust me, they're reaching for the stars and possibly your portfolio. But hold on to your spacesuits. Because we've got some critical mission data to unpack, will Redwire's profits take off or crash land? Is their stock headed for the moon or about to float in zero gravity? If you're curious whether investing in Redwire is a universal win or just a bit spaced out, you've got to watch till the end. And hey, if you like out-of-this-world analysis like this, don't forget to launch yourself into the subscribe button below. Hit that bell too, so you don't miss any future episodes of Tech ISPY. All right, let's get this investment mission underway.
If you like the following content, please leave a tip at buymeacoffee.com/Whitley.
Redwire Corporation has several strengths that make it an attractive option for potential investors, particularly in the rapidly growing space infrastructure sector. One of Redwire's key strengths is its diverse product portfolio. The company specializes in space infrastructure solutions, offering everything from avionics, sensors, power systems, and solar arrays to advanced digital engineering platforms. This range allows Redwire to cater to a variety of clients, including government agencies like NASA and the European Space Agency, as well as commercial entities. Their technologies, such as the rollout solar arrays and advanced data and power management systems, ADPMS, have proven critical in high-profile space missions, including NASA's Artemis program and the European-led Hera planetary defense mission. This diversity in product offerings reduces their reliance on any single revenue stream and positions them to capitalize on the broader space economy. Redwire's long history and expertise in space infrastructure are also significant advantages. Although a relatively young company, founded in 2020, Redwire benefits from the experience of the businesses it acquired, which have decades of spaceflight heritage. This background gives Redwire a competitive edge as they can leverage proven technology while continuing to innovate. For instance, their work in in-situ resource utilization, ISSAU, on the moon through projects like the Mason system highlights their forward-thinking approach, where they aim to develop infrastructure using lunar materials. The company's growing contracted backlog, which reached $354 million in Q2 2024, demonstrates strong demand for their services. Redwire's ability to secure long-term contracts with government and defense agencies, including a recent prime contract for DARPA's SabreSat platform, indicates their reliability and trustworthiness as a partner. This backlog provides a clear path for future revenue growth. Moreover, Redwire's innovative role in space biotechnology is positioning them at the frontier of space medicine. Their advancements in space-based 3D bioprinting of human tissues, such as vascularized liver tissues, could revolutionize organ transplantation and medical research in space. By diversifying into biotech, Redwire is tapping into another high-potential sector that could yield long-term benefits. Despite some financial challenges, including a recent net loss, Redwire's robust revenue growth, up 30% year-over-year, demonstrates that they are on a strong upward trajectory. Their ability to increase bookings significantly, up 226% in Q2 2024, and maintain liquidity, which grew 54.1% year-over-year, suggests the company is effectively managing its growth strategy. In summary, Redwire's diversified offerings, strong technological expertise, strategic partnerships with major space agencies, and growth in both revenue and bookings underscore its strength as an innovative player in the evolving space economy. For an amateur investor, Redwire presents a compelling growth story with strong ties to both governmental and commercial space operations, positioning it for future success as the space infrastructure market expands. While Redwire Corporation has demonstrated impressive growth and innovation, the company also faces several weaknesses, particularly in its finances and operational management. First, the company's financial stability is a notable concern. In Q2 2024, Redwire reported a net loss of $18.1 million, which is a significant increase from its $5.5 million loss in the same period the previous year. This widening loss can be attributed to several factors, including non-cash adjustments related to their warrant liabilities and increased costs associated with their expansion. The company's adjusted EBITDA also dropped from $4.4 million in Q2 2023 to $1.6 million in Q2 2024. Despite growing revenues, Redwire has struggled to achieve consistent profitability, which could be a red flag for investors. Their free cash flow decreased to $11.2 million, further complicating their cash management. MarketBeat, another financial weakness, is the company's reliance on debt and capital-intensive projects, which may expose them to financial risk if they fail to secure consistent contracts or if project delays arise. Their operational cash flow also turned negative in Q2 2024, reflecting the challenges of managing costs while pursuing ambitious projects in space infrastructure and biotechnology. From an operational standpoint, while Redwire has a robust technology portfolio, the company has faced delays and challenges in integrating new acquisitions. Redwire has grown quickly by acquiring multiple companies, and while this has expanded its capabilities, the integration of these entities can be complex. Combining different corporate cultures, technologies, and management teams might pose internal challenges that could affect efficiency and productivity. Additionally, despite its technical successes, Redwire's product development in some areas may not be fully mature. For example, while the company's Mason Lunar Construction technology is promising, it remains largely in the prototype stage, and real-world deployment is still uncertain. Scaling this technology to meet the demands of future lunar missions will require significant refinement and operational testing. In terms of staffing, Redwire's rapid expansion may stretch its resources thin. With approximately 700 employees working across 16 facilities, managing such a wide-ranging operation in both the US and Europe can pose logistical and management challenges. While the company is aggressively pursuing new business, maintaining high-quality standards across diverse project teams and locations could be difficult without further investment in personnel and management systems. In summary, Redwire's weaknesses are centered around its financial instability, increasing operational costs, acquisition integration challenges, and potential growing pains as they scale their ambitious technological developments. These factors could hinder the company's ability to capitalize on its innovations and market opportunities fully. For investors, the company's expanding losses and negative cash flow are critical issues to monitor closely.
Discover unique gifts with Martian home prints on eBay. Looking for amazing gifts that are out of this world? Visit Martian home prints on eBay for a fantastic selection of unique items, including our rare and stylish flag socks. Whether you're shopping for a special occasion or just want to treat yourself, we have something for everyone. Our collection is perfect for those who appreciate creativity and uniqueness. Shop now at Martian Home Prints on eBay and find the perfect gift that stands out from the rest. Don't miss out on these incredible items. Just type Martian Home Prints or click the link in the description below and explore our store today.
Redwire Corporation operates in the highly dynamic and rapidly expanding space infrastructure industry, which offers a variety of external opportunities for growth. The global space economy is expected to surge, with estimates projecting it to grow to over $1 trillion by 2040, driven by increasing governmental and private sector investments in space exploration, satellite technology, and space infrastructure. Redwire's focus on developing critical space infrastructure aligns well with this booming industry, positioning the company to capitalize on several growth avenues. One key opportunity is the growing interest in lunar exploration and the establishment of a sustainable human presence on the Moon, spearheaded by NASA's Artemis program. Redwire's involvement in the development of lunar infrastructure through its MASON system, which focuses on in-situ resource utilization, ACSU for constructing landing pads and other vital structures on the lunar surface, positions the company at the forefront of this next phase of space exploration, with NASA targeting crewed lunar landings as early as 2026. Redwire stands to gain from this expanding demand for lunar technologies. Redwire is also positioned to benefit from the growing demand for satellite technologies, particularly in low Earth orbit, LEO. The company's expertise in providing technologies such as the rollout solar array and avionics systems makes it a key player in the growing satellite market. As commercial entities and governments continue to expand satellite constellations for communications, Earth observation, and defense purposes, Redwire's products are increasingly vital. The burgeoning commercial satellite market, expected to reach $30 billion by 2026, creates a strong growth path for Redwire's satellite-related infrastructure. The company's involvement in planetary defense and deep space missions also presents unique opportunities. Redwire's contributions to ESA's Hera mission and NASA's DART mission demonstrate its capabilities in providing critical infrastructure for asteroid redirection and planetary defense. As concerns about planetary protection grow, Redwire's specialized technologies could become increasingly important to both government and private sectors. Redwire's global operational base offers additional opportunities. With facilities across the United States and Europe, Redwire is well positioned to tap into both the US government's extensive space exploration budget and the European Space Agency's growing investment in space infrastructure. By having a footprint in these strategic regions, Redwire can engage with multiple space programs and attract contracts from different governmental agencies, as well as commercial partners. Moreover, the increasing interest in space-based manufacturing and biotechnology offers another layer of opportunity. Redwire's work with bioprinting tissues in space is aligned with the burgeoning field of space medicine, which could unlock new business models in biotech research and manufacturing in microgravity environments. As industries like pharmaceuticals and biotechnology explore space for its unique research advantages, Redwire is well positioned to supply critical infrastructure and technology to facilitate this growth. In summary, Redwire is well placed to capitalize on several expanding sectors within the space industry. The global expansion of space exploration, satellite infrastructure, planetary defense, and space-based manufacturing creates a fertile ground for the company to grow its business. The company's strategic involvement in NASA's Artemis program, satellite technologies, and its broad global operational base provide it with solid growth prospects in an industry projected to be worth trillions over the next few decades. Despite the promising opportunities in the space infrastructure industry, Redwire Corporation faces several external threats that could hinder its growth and long-term success. One of the major threats is the intense competition in the space sector. The industry is populated by well-established players like SpaceX, Blue Origin, Northrop Grumman, and Lockheed Martin, all of which have deep financial resources, technical expertise, and strong governmental relationships. These companies, particularly SpaceX, have become dominant players in the market, outpacing others in terms of technological advancements and cost-effective solutions, such as reusable rockets and low-cost satellite launches. Redwire, as a smaller and newer company, may struggle to compete with these industry giants, especially when it comes to securing high-value government contracts. Another significant threat comes from financial volatility and economic uncertainty. The space industry is capital-intensive, requiring massive investments in research, development, and infrastructure. With Redwire's history of losses, including a widening net loss of $18.1 million in Q2 2024, the company's ability to maintain consistent financial stability is a concern. Any economic downturns or budget cuts in space programs by governments, such as NASA or the European Space Agency, could directly impact Redwire's ability to sustain operations or scale up its projects. Additionally, a reliance on government contracts means Redwire is vulnerable to shifts in political priorities and budget reallocations, which could reduce funding for space exploration and infrastructure projects. Regulatory and policy changes represent another threat. The space industry is heavily regulated, and changes in space policy or international agreements could create operational challenges for Redwire. As the industry evolves, new regulations around space debris management, planetary protection, and space traffic control are likely to emerge. These policies could impose additional operational costs or delays, especially in launching new infrastructure projects or satellite systems. Furthermore, potential regulatory competition between countries could create additional hurdles for Redwire as it seeks to operate across multiple jurisdictions. Technological risks also pose a challenge to Redwire. Space infrastructure projects are inherently risky due to the complex and high-stakes nature of operating in space environments. Any technical failures in Redwire's products, such as their rollout solar arrays or advanced data and power management systems, ADBMS, could result in costly project delays, reputational damage, and loss of future contracts. Given that Redwire operates in mission-critical areas of space exploration, even minor technological setbacks could have substantial negative impacts on the company's standing with clients and investors. The fragmentation of international space markets could also be a threat. As space becomes increasingly militarized, with nations like China, Russia, and the US pursuing space dominance, geopolitical tensions could make collaboration more difficult. If international cooperation decreases and countries prioritize their domestic companies, Redwire might lose out on valuable opportunities to expand into foreign markets, particularly as other nations ramp up their own space programs. Finally, supply chain disruptions represent a growing concern, particularly as global supply chains have experienced strains in recent years. Given the complexity and specialized nature of space components, Redwire relies on a global network of suppliers for critical materials and parts. Any disruptions, whether due to geopolitical issues, natural disasters, or economic crises, could delay projects, increase costs, and disrupt delivery timelines, negatively impacting the company's financial performance and operational capabilities. In summary, Redwire faces threats from intense competition, financial instability, regulatory changes, technological risks, geopolitical fragmentation, and potential supply chain issues. These external factors could significantly hinder the company's ability to thrive in the highly competitive and capital-intensive space industry. For investors, these risks are critical considerations when evaluating Redwire's long-term growth potential. In conclusion, Redwire Corporation presents a compelling investment opportunity for those looking to capitalize on the rapid growth of the space infrastructure industry. The company has a strong position in the sector, offering innovative technologies such as the rollout solar arrays and Mason Lunar construction technology, which align with critical upcoming projects like NASA's Artemis program and other lunar exploration initiatives. The company's diversification into sectors like satellite technology, planetary defense, and space biotechnology further strengthens its long-term prospects. Redwire's expanding contracted backlog and revenue growth of 30% year-over-year also highlight its ability to secure key contracts and maintain a pipeline of future business. However, potential investors should be cautious of the company's financial weaknesses, including its widening net loss and negative cash flow, which could impact short-term profitability. Redwire also faces significant external threats, such as intense competition, financial instability, and regulatory risks, which could affect its ability to scale effectively and meet its growth objectives. The space sector is highly capital-intensive, and Redwire's dependence on governmental contracts makes it vulnerable to budget cuts or shifts in political priorities. For long-term investors willing to tolerate some risk and volatility, Redwire's innovative positioning in the space economy offers strong growth potential. However, those looking for a more stable, short-term return may find the company's current financial state concerning. As always, a thorough risk assessment is essential before making any investment decisions. And that wraps up today's episode, folks. I hope you're feeling a little more grounded when it comes to investing in the space economy. Whether you're ready to dive into the cosmic world of stocks or just starting to explore, remember that smart investing is all about staying informed and having a little fun along the way. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and hit the notification bell so you're always up to speed with our latest deep dives into tech and investment. We've got some exciting episodes coming up, so stay tuned for more stellar content. Until next time, keep reaching for the stars, but keep your feet on solid financial ground. Thanks for watching.
Thank you for watching. Please like, subscribe, and hit the notification bell. If you enjoyed my content, please support this channel by visiting buymeacoffee.com/Whitley or scan the QR code to leave a tip.